The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Alec Baldwin from the set of the movie Rust is underway right now. Alec faces up to 18 months in a prison if found guilty. It's a very interesting case where many people have already been convicted on this set of involuntary manslaughter. Alec's facing the exact same charge, but a different reason, a different way of which the shooting took place. He had the gun in his hand. He allegedly pulled the trigger, but was it his fault that what happened happened? Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Unit. Trial's just starting. Let's just kind of start in that area. What's been your thoughts as the opening arguments have begun?
Oh, I have so many on this case, believe it or not. You wouldn't think I would, but There's a few things that I kind of think of and highlight with this case right up front. First of all, we have a very, very public figure. And part of the challenge when you deal with a public figure is you're going to have to overcome a tremendous amount of confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. So you have the Alec Baldwin as the actor. And so if you've liked one of his characters he's portrayed, you're going to have a positive confirmation bias about him, which has nothing to do with him as a person.
Sure.
If you disliked one of the characters he's played or multiples, you will have a negative confirmation bias and have a hard time overcoming that. Politically, he's very outspoken. If you happen to like his politics, so same thing. We have a lot of confirmation biases to overcome. But now let's look at the facts and remove ourselves from this. He's done a few things. Now, granted, I'm always just speaking from my point of view, my context, and I speak behavior. I admittedly have a pet peeve. Mm-hmm. My pet peeve on human behavior is when someone doesn't own their behavior. Mm-hmm. And you start rationalizing, making excuses. Because when we start rationalizing the obvious that is obvious to others, it really undermines our credibility. It undermines people's trust in the things we're saying. And so with all these caveats, here's my hard time with this one is. I spent my entire life from the age of 18 in military and then in law enforcement, one of my adjunct jobs in the FBI was I was a firearms instructor. Mm-hmm. And me as an individual fired 10,000 rounds myself at Quantico going through new agent training times 30 people in my class times all the other classes going through. That's a lot of rounds. As a firearms instructor in the Marine Corps, never once were we ever briefed on safety with, you got to be careful, this gun's going to go off without it pulling the trigger. So with all the data out there, guns do not fire unless someone pulls a trigger. Mm-hmm. He's claiming he didn't pull the trigger. It's completely incongruent with data. So now, if you are unaware of what might have caused the gun to go off because you honestly don't have recollection, then those are the things you say. You need to validate the data of what is, mm-hmm. and say, listen, here's this highly unlikely, highly improbable. I've never heard of a case this before, but I honestly don't recall pulling this trigger. I don't know what could have caused it. That's another way to kind of frame it. But he didn't do that. He said he didn't do it. The other thing that I have a massive problem with on the data point, so I went to his Wikipedia page, because I was very curious. He's been an actor a very long time. Mm-hmm. As an actor, whether you're into guns or not, he has been around firearms on sets a very long time. In 1990, I'm guessing, because there might have been other ones in here. In 1990, he was Jack Ryan in The Hunt for Red October. There was firearms on that set.
Yep.
So from 1990, he's been in that. He has been in probably other ones too, but I mean, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. He was in, probably not Beetlejuice, Royal Tenenbaums, Mission Impossible, Jack Dunham.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I think when you add it up, he's been in more than 100 roles, or at least 100 times where he's handled a firearm on a set.
That's my issue is, like, if you have over 34 years at least of dealing with firearms on a set, and you have all these data points of guns don't go off unless triggers are pulled, I have a really hard time with that.
The thing with that, because he's claiming obviously he didn't pull the trigger. They're saying you did. They took the weapon in for testing to take a look, you know, could there have been mm-hmm. something wrong with this? And they did it before the trial. They did their testing on it. They said, yeah, we think you had to have. And then they destroyed the weapon. The FBI literally destroyed the weapon. They took a hammer to it, hit it to see if something would have happened with it, which didn't make any sense at all because the gun wasn't dropped. It wasn't like tossed somewhere. The test didn't even make sense for the context to which it was being tested. So you don't have the weapon to even look at anymore, or have anyone else even, or have his defense look at it, have their experts look at it, because it's gone. That, to me, seems like a fatal mistake on the part of the prosecution and the FBI when looking at this weapon, to destroy the piece of key evidence in this whole case.
Totally with you. What a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really serve the purpose, because you have so many data points of those things just not happening.
Yeah.
That I don't think you needed to put it through that kind of extreme circumstances mm-hmm. to prove the point.
Yeah.
By destroying the weapon.
It's like, well, melt it down. Why not?
It was a dumb move. It was just dumb. I think luckily though, for serving of justice on this one, because there's such a track record of really well documented, this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I think the really bad actions of the FBI's folks in destroying the weapon hopefully won't have an impact on justice in the case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Xelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Xelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Xelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Xelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Xelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Xelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Xelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.